Hey friends, it's Sarah Rittendale. When I decided to act against all the toxic thoughts and feelings I was living with daily and try to become my best self, I quickly fell into the very common trap of perfectionism. So, I decided to create a space where wellness doesn't mean being flawless. Becoming the best version of yourself doesn't just come from conversations about managing your mean mind, learning confidence, and always doing the things that you're supposed to do. Here, we talk about how normal your toxic feelings and thoughts are, that you're not doing something wrong because you don't always feel, think, or act how you envision your best self to, how to implement self-improvement strategies in a realistic way, and we do this through a variety of topics that often prompt our best selves to crave emergence. My mission? Inspire you to recognize that you don't have to be perfect to consider yourself whole, healthy, and well. This is the Well-ish Podcast.
Welcome back to the 28 Days of Self-Love. We are on day 6.
We're shifting the focus today from body neutrality, focusing on the function of your body compared to the appearance for ultimate self-love, and into rewriting your self-story, changing that narrative that you continue to tell yourself about who you are. There have been so many times that the story that I'm telling myself in my head is only putting me down, is only a false image that I've created in my mind to be self-deprecating. A lot of the time, the story in my head is so much worse than it really is in real life. And the narrative and the story of who we are that we tell ourselves can shape how we view ourselves today and how we see ourselves in the future. And if we can break down that narrative and start to rewrite it into a version of something that we really feel proud of, we can start to show up as that person in our lives today. I think something funny is that we take the narrative that we have been given most of the time from 5 to 18 years old, because that's most of our social experience. That's most of when, you know, our judgment happens. And it's weird that we allow 5 to 18 year olds to determine who we are. Like, nobody was thinking with their full frontal cortex at that point in their life. You know what I mean? Why the fuck are you letting those little tiny kids judge you? They didn't know any better. You didn't know any better. So why the fuck would they know any better? Stop letting them write your story. Now you're an adult. Now you are allowed to choose what your story is. You have the brain capacity to create that narrative. So let's do it. Let's create our new narrative and rewrite our self-story. The fucked up part is the story we tell ourselves in our head becomes our truth. Like, written in stone, written in blood, it becomes our truth. That is who we are. No ifs, ands, or buts. And again, it comes from these outside external experiences, early experiences, societal pressures, bad things that have happened to you. It all contributes to the story you are repeating in your head every single time. It can be something as simple as being a person who identifies with social anxiety. You know, maybe it's something that you do have a diagnosed clinical social anxiety problem. 100% there, that's one aspect of this. But if we can try to soften that a little bit, if you, you know, whether or not you are diagnosed, and stop identifying as this person that has social anxiety. Stop identifying as the person that shows up awkward in conversations. Stop identifying and ruminating and remembering every circumstance that has proven true, and you can begin to rewrite your new narrative. Stop telling yourself that, and you won't keep doing it in social situations. Obviously, that's not foolproof. Obviously, if you have social anxiety, that's going to cause complication. But with practice and with constant reminders, I do not identify as somebody with social anxiety. I don't, that's not who I am. I just get nervous. I get nervous and that's it. And I'm working towards no longer being nervous. So what tools can I pull out to ease my social anxiety and ease my nerves? But it's that part. It's that rewriting part. It's that I'm no longer identifying with this thing that I don't want to be. And I'm going to start identifying with something that I do, even if it's not true right at this exact moment. It's making sure that you're questioning your narrative and doing that often, because so much of the time, these narratives that we tell ourselves in our head go unquestioned. And we basically have just rolled over belly up and say, yep, that's true. That's who I am. Even though I fucking hate it about me, that's who I am and I can't do anything about it. Sucks. No, it does not have to be that way. Every single day, every single moment of every single day, you can choose that you want to show up as somebody different. I choose that I want to show up as more hot girl. I choose I want to show up as more calm. I choose I want to show up as somebody who's, you know, ready to kick some ass, you know, whatever it is that you view as your ideal version of yourself. When you change the narrative, you start to act in alignment with whatever that new narrative is if you create yourself a new narrative. The story that you are telling yourself inside of your head, I feel like I'm very hyper today, but I love this topic, okay? The story that you are telling yourself in your head is a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you believe it to be true, it will come true. If you believe that you're not good enough, you will subconsciously show up within the reins of that belief. It is not realistic to 180 flip this mentality. It is not realistic to say, to go for so long saying, I am not good enough. I have social anxiety. I'm awkward. Whatever narrative you tell yourself now, nobody likes me. I'm the one that doesn't fit in. I'm always just a little, I'm always on the back burner, whatever story you're telling yourself. Okay. It is not realistic to just start saying the opposite of those things. I'm a social butterfly. I'm super cool and confident and collected. I am never awkward. I am very socially inept. It was always super popular. I'm super popular now. I'm super likable now. I've got loads of friends. You know, like that stuff doesn't make that doesn't make you feel better. You know, it's not true. It's not true. You're still not speaking the truth. But you know what is true? That you're learning and growing. That you're doing your best, that you're thinking about it, that you're making an effort to be aware of the examples of when you start to tell yourself that narrative in your head. That's the truth. Instead of I'm socially awkward, I'm learning and I'm growing. I'm working on not being nervous. These are the things that I can do. These are the things that are in my wheelhouse, in my skill set, in this given moment. And I'm going to celebrate when I succeed at them. And I'm going to be nice to myself when I don't. And I'm going to know that I've learned a little bit more. And I'm going to try again in the next circumstance that my life presents for me. Your inner dialogue has this huge impact on how you are showing up. And so if you can rein in just the way that you're talking to yourself about this narrative, it's going to start to break it down and shift it towards something that you like a little bit more. What your inner dialogue says is what starts to become reality. So if you can start to shift your inner dialogue to the person that you do want to become and away from the person you don't want to be, that person that you like will start to show up more. All right, Sarah, you know, I mean, it all sounds great. It sounds, you know, like it could work, but I'm going to log off this video and I'm probably just going to continue with the habit that I have been continuing on for years and years and years. Okay, let me give you some tools to put in your tool belt to rewrite your story in real time. The first step is identifying limiting narratives. Literally figure out what it is you are telling yourself. I am not good enough. I am socially awkward. I am ugly. Whatever it is, what narrative are you telling yourself in your head? And be aware of it. That's it. You don't have to do anything about it. The first step is just being aware of them and noticing them when they come up for you. Once you find that you can make yourself aware often enough, or even in the moments that you are making yourself aware and you can remember to ask yourself this next question, challenge It's validity. Ask yourself where the fuck you got that idea from. Like, is that a standard that you feel you have to meet? Otherwise, you're not good enough. Is it something that you've been taught through friends growing up, through your parents, through experiences that you've had? Where are you getting this idea that you are X, Y, and Z, or that you show up X, Y, and Z? Where does it come from? Sometimes it is a valid reason. Sometimes you have showed up at every single party awkward as fuck. Sometimes that's true, okay? So you could say, okay, you know what? I see it. I see the truth in that. So what can I do about it next? But sometimes it's not true and you just feel like you show up awkward because you feel like you don't know what to say. But when you say things, you're probably fine. Like nobody's really, everybody's thinking about themselves so much that you probably aren't showing up as awkward as you think you are. And this really, I mean, a lot of these things come down to more of a root issue, like not feeling good enough. And obviously we know that that's not true. So where did that idea come from? Challenge the validity of the thought. Once you can challenge the validity, even if it is valid or it's not valid, come at it with a softer, more compassionate inner dialogue, shifting the inner dialogue to be supportive rather than self-defeating. I'm capable of this. I can do this. I can do just this one small thing and I will classify that as good enough. I know in these examples that I have set boundaries and I know that I am capable of doing it again. Talk to yourself like you talk to a friend you were supporting. Stop beating yourself up and giving yourself the examples of when you've screwed it up. The next step is big, okay? It's big, but it's good. And it doesn't have to be big. It can be something super small, like I've been saying, so that you can inch towards what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So you can inch towards the new narrative that you are trying to create to be true. Affirm the new narrative with action. When you think it in your head, that's great. But by pulling it out of your head and putting it into the physical and proving to yourself, the person in your head, that you can accomplish these things, you're not only affirming that you can do it, and so you're creating a new example to give to your narrative that you are capable of what it is you're setting out to accomplish, but you're also building that self-trust. And when you can build your self-trust, you can start to just tell yourself the things in your head and believe them to be true because you know that you'll carry through with them in your real life, in action. But it's hard to have self-trust when you've just been living in your head and you know that all of your actions align with a different narrative, an old narrative. Start to align your actions with your new narrative and you will feel like that new narrative is the truth. And then just really lock it in, surrounding yourself with that narrative, surrounding yourself with people that see you as this thing. Surround yourself with books and media that support your new narrative. If you, let me give you an example, okay? I'm soon to be a stepmom in July, okay? And I have resentments and stuff like that, obviously, because I'm a normal human being that has these like feelings around it. I love my soon-to-be stepson. I've been in his life for a very long time. I love him. I enjoy spending time with him. He's great. And I am proud to be his stepmom. You know, that makes me excited. But it doesn't take away from this narrative that I have in my head that involves resentment. I was reading Eloise's story of Bridgerton, and I had no idea that her story is about becoming this stepmom. And by just reading that story alone, it just made me feel and think so much differently about my situation. It made it feel more normal. It made it feel more acceptable. It made it feel more romanticized. It did all of these things that it gave me examples of how to show up in a way that's, you know, like super, you know, top tier that I could shoot for. And obviously I know that it's a storybook, so like it's not all realistic, but surrounding myself with this new narrative allows my mind to shift from the old narrative that I was telling myself and all of this resentment to something more loving and full of growth and positivity. It's important to surround yourself with content that supports your new way of thinking. You know what time it is. We're locking it in. We're building the self-trust and bringing action into your life today. You cannot just listen to me yap and have it resonate with you and then go about your day in the same fucking way that you have been for your entire life. We have to lock it in if you want to actually bring self-love into your life by the end of this challenge. So your first daily challenge is identify one negative story you've been telling yourself and rewrite it in a way that reflects self-compassion and possibility. Okay. Notice that this challenge is not go out there and behave in alignment with your new narrative. That's much too soon to do literally today. You might not have the skill set for that, even though you logically can understand how to make it happen. And if you feel capable, do it. But if you don't know how to exactly do that yet, that's totally normal to not in just one day. What we're doing is we're focusing on the one negative story that we're telling ourselves. You know, we're identifying that first. That's a big step. And then the second step is changing the narrative. Like, what do you want that to be? And allowing yourself to tell you that new narrative in a light of self-compassion and kindness. You're just talking to yourself in your head. That's all this challenge is. Your journaling prompt, as you can guess, is pretty similar, but I think it's important to separate the two and do them both on their own accord. The journaling prompt is, what's a story you've told yourself about who you are that no longer serves you? How can you reframe it into something that empowers you? Not something that makes you feel better, not something that you can lie to yourself about.
Actually empowers you to feel good. You alone have the power to decide who you are. Stop handing that off to everybody else to perceive you, and then that's how you determine who the fuck you are. Stand up and decide. Make that decision on your own. This is who I am, and this is the way that I'm going to show up in the world, and that's all that I'm going to do. I don't care how I've behaved in the past. You can't change the actions of the past. I acknowledge them. I love that person. She supported me as best she could at that point in time, but now it's a different story. It's a different narrative, and I no longer identify as that person, even if that's the person that I was 5 minutes ago. I no longer identify as that person, and I have created a new narrative about who I am, and these are the ways that I am fulfilling that prophecy. Don't let anybody else write your story. Your story is yours to rewrite. Tomorrow, we're going to get a little bit more in depth about how to soften that inner dialogue and talk a little bit nicer to ourselves, moving away from self-criticism and towards self-compassion, especially because it's so relevant in like literally every one of these topics. So I think it's important to talk about that specifically. I want to see your acts of self-love. Share them with me on Instagram at Wellish Podcast, or you can tag me directly at Sarah.Rittendale, or use the hashtag 28 Days of Self-Love. I want to cheer you on. I want to hold each other accountable. So make sure that you show up and show me what it is that you're doing so that we can support each other. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Wellish wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube so that you do not miss one little tiny, eensy, beatsy, tiny bit of the 28 days of self-love. So by March, you fully feel capable of loving yourself. Thank you so much for being here for yet another day, and I will see you tomorrow for 1 week in day 7.